One of the best-reviewed movies of the last year has ties to the Badger State. Pig stars Nicolas Cage as a reclusive truffle hunter who sets out to rescue his pig after it's stolen. The story takes place in Portland, Oregon, but the director hails from Wisconsin. Michael Sarnowski is the director and co-writer of Pig, his first feature-length film, which is now streaming on Hulu. He recently talked to Central Times' Dean Kinetter.
Michael, you're from here in Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee. When you were growing up here, what first got you interested in movies and making films?
I think the earliest experience I had with it was, I think, University School of Milwaukee. They had a summer camp that had a film course where I think we were just using iMovie and little handy cams. I think Drew Maxwell was the teacher of that. I still remember him. He worked at the school as well. We would just make little movies over the summer. I think I was probably in like sixth grade or something. That was my first experience realizing that, you know, films were something you could make and that there was a craft to it and that you would set up the camera in different areas and all that sort of thing. But then after that, it was a gradual process of, you know, different teachers and my mom being really encouraging of it. It was never really something I pursued beyond a hobby. It was just kind of something I would do with my friends. I didn't think that it was sort of a career that I could pursue. So that didn't come until much later. But early on, I had enough teachers and people that were supportive of that passion that it was a hobby that I got to explore.
What led you to make the jump from looking at it as a hobby to an actual profession?
Mostly time. I mean, it wasn't until senior year of college that I really shot my first, I mean, I wouldn't exactly say professional film, but it was a film with more than just me and a handy cam. I had a couple friends who were, you know, being crew members and we had lights and sound and all that sort of stuff. And that was the first time that I ever shot something that felt more professional. And that was when I was kind of like, oh, maybe this is something I could kind of pursue outside of college as more than just a hobby. But then it took me some years to kind of feel like I had deserved or could be in sort of Hollywood. It seemed very far away from me. I didn't have any contacts in the industry. So it was, you know, it was a good chunk of my 20s just kind of wandering around LA and in the dark, not literally in the dark, but just trying to figure out like what people wanted from me. And then I think it wasn't until I kind of stopped worrying about what people wanted from me and just started focusing on trying to really write something that meant something to me, that I finally kind of had, my big break. That was Pig, when I wrote something that just was kind of just for me, just something that really spoke to me. I mean, that's sort of a sloppy answer, but it took time to kind of believe in myself and feel like it was an option.
Let's turn to the movie Pig. On the most basic level, it's a story about a truffle hunter who sets out to rescue his kidnapped truffle pig. But beyond that, it's this really thoughtful story about grief and loss and how we, you know, fill the voids in our life when we lose people that we love. When you were writing the film, what came first? Was it the premise or was it that theme?
The first thing was the premise. The first thing was just this image of this old man in the woods with his truffle pig. That was something that I had kind of had in a notebook somewhere for a while as just an image that stood out to me. I didn't know much about truffles, but there was just something about that, I think the writing process was about unpacking why that image was so moving to me. And then it was through unpacking that I think I found kind of my own thematic stuff from my life that fed into why that was so meaningful to me. And then I started getting into, you know, my dad passed away when I was a kid, and I was at this time in my late 20s when I had sort of seen how that had shaped my life and shaped the lives of my family members and how that had changed how we kind of interacted with the world and the sort of, you know, the sort of theory of like self relative to society that we had built around that loss. So the story ended up becoming very much about different people who had kind of shaped their identity around loss in different ways. It kind of starts with a premise, but then as you explore that, you kind of see what naturally is coming from you in that.
We're talking with Michael Sarnowski right now, Wisconsinite and director and co-writer of the new film Pig. And Michael, something I really enjoyed about the movie was that it doesn't tell you everything it could. You know, we learn things about the characters' backstories, but there's still plenty of room for us as an audience to think and to kind of fill in the blanks for ourselves. How do you decide what to leave out of a script when you're writing it?
I mean, some of it's trial and error. Some of it you don't decide until you're editing the actual film clips. But for me, kind of my philosophy on it with this project, and I mean, in a lot of my writing, I like the idea that you never really know more about the world than your main character does. So we're going through this from Rob's point of view, and you never really know more than he does. And then beyond that, you never really know more about him than the world does at any given point. We just kind of pick up in the moment and have to kind of figure it out as we go along. And I don't know, there's something about that style of writing that appeals to me. I think it kind of feels how living feels. And that was kind of my guide for how to approach that. But then beyond that, yeah, I didn't, it's not a movie about grief in the moment. It's not a movie about all the nitty gritty of what happened and why and all that. It's kind of about the lingering effects of those things. So you don't really need to know all the details to appreciate that on an emotional level. Cause I think when you're dealing with someone and when you're getting to know someone that, you know, has some kind of tragedy, or, I mean, we all have some kind of loss in our past that we're kind of trying to, you know, shape ourselves around or protect ourselves from. I think we're never going to know those immediate things. So we just kind of have to take people at face value and try and connect off of what we can understand.
And speaking of that main character, you were able to cast Nicolas Cage in the lead for this film, Oscar winner, and someone whose acting style over the course of his career has ranged from, you know, kind of over the top to very serious dramatic work. What was it like to work with and direct Nick Cage?
It was surprisingly easy. I wish I had some kind of crazy story to tell, but really, I mean, he read the script. His agents came across the script and became really enthusiastic about it. And he read it and really understood it, really understood the character, really understood the tone of it. So I wasn't having to, you know, wrangle him or make him go smaller or anything like that. Like he really got it on an emotional level. And I think really everyone involved understood it. And so I, you know, it just felt like we were kind of on the same team. He wasn't a diva. He was very professional and collaborative and respectful. I mean, this was my first feature, so he could have, you know, pulled rank and said, this is the Nick Cage show, but mm-hmm. He didn't do that at all. He was very respectful, very much, you know, what does the director want? What is their vision? How do I support that? How do we make this thing happen together? So he was really just a joy to work with. And I don't know, I just really felt like he was a teammate.
Now, Michael, you've gotten this story out there. It's been well received. If there's someone listening in Wisconsin who has a story they want to tell, whether that's through film or writing or visual art, whatever it may be, but is still thinking about whether to actually, you know, create it and put it out there, what advice would you have for them?
I mean, it sounds hokey, but I would just say go for it. I mean, I thought there were all these barriers into the industry, and there are, but for me, the thing that ended up working was just kind of writing something that I cared about. And I wrote Pig initially to shoot it for very little money, and just kind of, I wrote it as like, okay, if I just have to make my own feature film and just make it happen, I could make this film happen. I could do it guerrilla style. But then, you know, we got some really talented actors involved and it kind of grew and it became a more legitimate thing. But, you know, I wrote it with the intention of just making it happen if I had to. And I think just think about what you can pull off right now and just try to pull it off. Stop waiting for people to tell you what you should do or can do and just think about what you want to do.
That's a good place to leave it. Michael, congrats on the film and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Michael Sarnowski is a film director and writer from Wisconsin. He talked to Central Time's Dean Kinetter about his film Pig, which came out earlier this year.